the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Ribfest Chicago celebrating its 21st anniversary, taking place on Lincoln between Irving and Berto in the North Center neighborhood this weekend. To talk about it, we're joined by Kevin Krasny, member of the Ribfest board, owner of Kohl's Appliance and Furniture. They've been in business since the 1940s. Kevin, welcome to the Noon Business Hour. So for people who are maybe looking for something to do this Father's Day weekend, and even though it's been around 21 years, they've never heard of Ribfest Chicago, kind of give them a little taste of what they could expect.
Yeah, I can't think of a better way to celebrate Father's Day. It's Ribfest, like you said, takes place on Lincoln Avenue out between Irving Park and Berto. So it's about a five-block stretch. Got 21 bands throughout the weekend, so plenty of music to listen to. It's basically fun for the whole family. We have a kids' square that's returning this year with, you know, inflatables, activities. We'll have kid-friendly entertainment as well on that main stage from 12 to 2 on Saturday and Sunday. So overall, just a great way to celebrate with the family.
So when it comes
Ribs,
to
beer and entertainment for all.
Yeah, I know. Right? Who could want anything else on Father's Day weekend?
Exactly. Happy to bring it back to Father's Day this year.
When it comes to those ribs, so is it a bunch of different vendors and you kind of taste different ribs, or do you pick one and have a whole meal from that vendor, or maybe both of those? What do you do?
I mean, I always recommend the samplers. So you can buy half slabs, full slabs. You can buy a three-rib sampler. It's all tickets for the ribs. We do have 14 rib vendors and 13 non-rib vendors for the non-rib eating crowd. Most people sample because at the end, you know, you can vote for your favorites and we'll have a winner of who was the best ribs of 2019.
Kevin, when the ribs are all gone, the fingers are licked, everyone goes home, what are the benefits for the neighborhood as far as a result of this festival? Is there money that goes back into the community?
There is, which is so great. I mean, Ribfest originally 21 years ago, it started out as a small Father's Day cookout in a bank parking lot. Now that it's expanded so large, we've developed a really nice volunteer program. So far, we've invested over $350,000 back into local schools, nonprofits, everything from organizations that fight hunger, empower the youth, youth sports, social services, just a lot of money going back to the community where needed.
For those who don't know about the neighborhood, tell us a little bit about it.
North Center is it's located kind of right between Lincoln Park, Lakeview, and Lincoln Square. It's over by basically Irving Park, Damon, and Lincoln Avenue. Stretches over a little bit further as well, but a lot of nice independent businesses. It's a nice community with Coonley's, a local school that's nearby, along with some others. So it's a very family-oriented, it's a great neighborhood. My family's had this business here since 1946. So inside Kohl's, we've seen the neighborhood change over the years, and it's only been for the better.
Yeah, good. Hopefully it goes well this weekend. Kevin Krasny, member of the Ribfest board, going on this weekend in North Center.